practical applications. It was worth coming tonight just for this. Quote number 8. I'm surprised no one hit me with this question yet. Vatipokachno eine shneihem. Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve, eat from the fruit of the forbidden tree. The Eitz Hadas, the tree of knowledge. The tree that will open up vistas of sin to them. Until then, they walk down the street, they couldn't figure out why would somebody disobey God. It doesn't make sense. Now that they've tasted from this fruit, oh, I could see where someone would, you know. Okay? Including immorality. Suddenly, it bothers them that they don't have clothes on. Until then, it didn't bother them because it didn't occur to them that someone could misuse their body. But now, Vayedu ke'erumim hein, they realize that they are unclothed. Vayisperu ale se'ena, they sew together fig leaves. Vayasu lohem chagoros, and they make like belts for themselves, aprons to cover themselves. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, quote number 9, that there's a disagreement as to what the Eitz Hadas was, what this forbidden fruit was. Tanya Reb Meir Omer, Oso Ilan She'achal Adam Arishim Imenu Gefen Hoya, must have been grapes. She'ein Lecha Dover She'mevi Yelola La'adam El Ayayin, wine traditionally brings people's downfall. It must be that that's what this was. Okay, that's the first opinion. Rab Yehuda Omer Chita Hoya, it must have been grain. She'ein atinok yodea likra abba ve'imad she'itim tam dogon, because we have a tradition that wisdom comes after you've eaten grain products. So if it's the tree of knowledge, it must be that it has something to do with grain. Okay, fair enough. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Rabbi Nechemya says, te'ein ohoyo, it had to have been a fig tree. She'bedover she'kilkulu bo nisaknu, because when they try to fix the problem, they run to the fig tree to get leaves. Shenema vayisperu ale se'ena, if they use fig leaves to bring about the rectification, then apparently it was fig that caused the problem. Okay? There's one problem here. The fact that they took fig leaves to clothe themselves is a pasuk. It's a verse in the Torah. Verses in the Torah are not up for debate. That's what it says. The Talmud can debate a lot of things. But whatever you debate has to still match, be in sync with the Torah. So Rabbi Nechemya, who says it was a fig tree, is in sync with the pasuk. But the other opinions, which say that it was grapes, or that it was wheat, why would they take fig leaves to fix the problem? And if it's not a consequential fact, then why would the Torah tell me that it was ale se'ena? Just tell me they found alim. They found leaves. It's irrelevant. What is significant about the fig leaves that even according to the opinions that don't say it was a fig tree, they will still be comfortable? You don't have a proof that it was a fig tree. The fact that they took fig leaves, we can still explain why they took fig leaves and still maintain our position that it was a grape or it was wheat. What is it about fig leaves that makes this pasuk so readily understandable according to any opinion? Let me remind you of a famous story, the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya. Gemara tells us that there was a man, Elazar ben Durdaya, who was obsessed with immoral behavior. In the words of the Gemara, there was not a prostitute in the country that he didn't visit. Okay? He's an expert. Okay? He once hears that there's somebody, a woman, in a different country, a different land. You have to cross the river, and you have to go, and you have to pay, and you have to go, travel, and you get to her. And she, you know, she's better than all the rest. Okay? He goes. And he comes in, and apparently she understood the story, that here's a Jewish guy who really is not happy with what he's doing, but he's too far gone to pull himself out. And she makes a comment. As he tries to withdraw and says, you know, I really don't belong here, she says, I know your story. You'll never be able to get yourself out of it. You're stuck. We caught you. In our business, you're caught. And Elazar ben Dodaya heard what she said and took it as a challenge. And he ran out. And in the words of the Gemara, he positioned himself between two big mountains, a sign of humility, and he put his head between his knees, and he cried. And he cried. And he died. And a voice came out from heaven, this was a generation where they still heard voices from heaven, and said, Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, you're welcome to the world to come. So when Rebbe heard that, he said, you know, it's not enough for people to repent for Balei Tshuva that they accept him, but he becomes called a rabbi. That's the expression, Yesh kona olamo b'sha'a achas. It's possible to acquire the world in a moment. One moment. One critical moment. If you could put your act together, in that critical moment, you could acquire everything. Let's travel back to Adam, first man. Adam is given one mitzvah. You know what would have happened if he could have fulfilled his one mitzvah? One mitzvah! If he would have fulfilled it, he would have elevated himself, elevated the world, and we all would have entered the world to come instantly. We would have been born in the world that Adam had earned for us. He would have done it. He represents all of mankind. What happened instead? He botched up. And what happened instead? It's a slow, long, daily process until someday we're going to get there. Adam did not choose the fig branches arbitrarily. Adam, we're told, knew the name, had a name, every single animal. He looked at a dog and knew what it should be called according to the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. He looked at a gamal. He looked at anything. He knew its meaning. He didn't pick fig branches arbitrarily. He understood what the fig represents. The fig is the fruit that you have to pay attention every day, every moment, so to speak. You have to pick what needs to be picked, let ripen what needs to ripen, and come back tomorrow for more. It could have been kona olamo b'sha'a achas. He could have acquired everything in one fell swoop, but he didn't. And instead, the slogan of our life's work is the fig.